Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hi there, BTN News listeners. We're back. My apologies once again for the long hiatus. I did have a bit of a family emergency to attend to. And I want to thank all of you for your kind words, your tweets, everybody over there in the Slack room. Thank you so, so much. It really feels good to be back, though, I must say. Anyways, it is a new month. Yeah, it just happened just like that. It's August 2nd, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in around 5 minutes. Well, what better way to come back than starting off this show with a little bit of Hacker News? Yeah! Today's Hacker News focuses on Yahoo and 200 million of its users. So if you are a Yahoo user, you might want to reset your password just to be safe. Seems there's a hacker that's claimed to have stolen about 200 million login information. Yes, your Yahoo account. And it seems those stolen IDs and things and all that info, all that's for sale right now on the real deal. Yes, you guess that's somewhere down the dark web hole. Apparently, the going rate right now is about 3 bitcoins. You're thinking, that's pretty cheap. Well, that equals to about $1,824. Now, it seems what we do know right now is that the database that did get hacked or compromised actually comes from 2012. So if you did join Yahoo after that date, you might be okay, but I would still just change my password just to be on the safe side. We've got a new Apple TV remote, and Siri is now involved too. Now, you might remember there was a beta application back at WWDC promising this new Apple TV remote app. Finally, it has come to light. So what juicy things do you get with the free app on the App Store now? Well, you get to navigate your TV with the touch gestures. You can quickly enter your text, email addresses, and passwords. Thank you, Apple. That was a pain in the ass. You can even play games using the accelerometer and gyroscope now too. Basically, what it does, it gives you a remote on your iPhone that probably the way it should have been on the remote in the first place. That makes sense? Yeah, I'm confused too. Now, you didn't think we could not mention anything about Pokemon Go since we've been away here on the news show for a while, did you? Now we can. Because 100 million of you seem to really care about this game. Pokemon Go has hit 100 million freaking downloads. Amazingly, it's up 25 million from just late last July. Yeah, we're 2 days into August. Think about that for a second. Here's some other numbers you might want to crunch on, too. The game actually earns $10 million in daily revenue from iOS and Android apps, too. Holy moly, I'm in the wrong business. In fact, analysts actually reported that those other games that have in-app purchases, their revenue actually dropped the first few days when the app was launched. Unbelievable. And finally, now we're going to get a little bit sad here for just a second here on BTN News Show. You a pet lover? Yes, I'm a pet lover. I've got two little rascal cats running around. Got one at the bottom of my feet right now while I'm recording the show. And I'm sure since we are pet lovers, we've all been dealt with, the loss of a pet over the years. Seems though that Bart Jensen, though, has a little bit different way of dealing with the loss of a pet. Because he decided to turn his cat, which by the name is Orville, into a drone. Oh my god, where the hell's this story going? Apparently what happened, of course, Bart needed an engineer, so he found one, and then they started putting this thing together. What's even weirder is once they did this little project for his cat, other projects followed. Apparently how this thing works is a taxidermy animal, whatever it may be, cat, dog, mouse, whatever. Pretty much what they do after that is they add propellers and everything else. They turn the thing into a drone. Why would they do such a thing? I have no freaking idea. In fact, the two guys have even went beyond the dronosphere and have created a badger submarine. Don't believe all this weird shit coming out of my mouth right now? Well, there's a YouTube channel that'll prove all this to you. You can find it at AJ Plus on YouTube. In the meantime, I'm gonna go throw up, okay? All right. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. The British Tech Network website, BritishTechNetwork.com, the destination, as you already know, for the best podcasts on the internet. Well, that's our opinion, but I think they're pretty damn good. With shows like The Mac Show and The Big Show and The Pocket Show and The Gamer Show, how the hell can it not be the best podcast on the internet? Don't forget to check out the British Tech Network Facebook page at British Tech Network on Facebook. Follow British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me too on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And get hanging out in our Slack community. It's at britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be returning for your Wednesday installment, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, I'm sorry that I've ruined your Tuesday mentioning flying dead cat drones. But anyways, thank you very much for listening. Now, what we do know right now, it seems this. What we do row. I do row.